This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. We continue to in Daf HaShavua, Masech Teksubas, Daf Nun Ches. Why Daf Nun Ches? Because this week is Parshas Noach, so of course it's going to be Nun Ches. Not bad, right? Not bad. Right? What's the likelihood of that happening? Okay. Daf Nun Ches for Parshas Noach. The Gemara was discussing Midai Raisa, a woman who is an Arusa, could eat Truma for husband's a Kohen, because an Arusa is Kinyan Kasboy. B'Kohen ki yikne nefesh Kinyan Kasboy. And an Arusa is a Kinyan Kasboy. So why, in fact, is she Eino Echeles? So Ula said because he might feed her Truma and she'll give it to her siblings. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, no, we're afraid that that he might find a hidden mum, and therefore it might nullify the Kedusha in Lamafreya, and it will turn out that she's eating Truma unlawfully. Dr. Asi, you missed the most important part of the shiur, that the reason it's Daf Nun Ches for Parshas Noach. Okay, that was the big chiddush of the night. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know what's the nafkamina between Ula and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. What's the nafkamina for the reason why she can't eat Truma is because of Shamayim Zgula Kais Vesaviha or Misham Simpain? Says Gemara, Rabbi Tarfoy Noimer, Noisnin La Hakoil Truma. Oh, I'm sorry. So Gemara says, Bein Lamar Lo Yachla. Both according to both opinions, she doesn't eat Truma as an Arusa. Mai Benayu. So Gemara says, three Nafkaminas. Ika Benayu Kibel. Let's say the guy says, I'm a Kabbal upon myself. Well, any Mumin. So now there's no Chshash of Simpain that he'll nullify the marriage. But there's still Chshash that she'll give it to her siblings. Masar. Another Nafkamina is if the father gave her over to the agents of the husband, or the halach, or the agents of the father went with the agents of the husband. In the case where the father gives her over to the agents of the husband, or the agents of the father go with the agents of the husband, there's no chshash that she might give to drink to her brothers or her siblings or her sisters, but there is a chshash that he might find a hidden mum. Therefore, that these would be two nafkaminas between Ula and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Whether the reason is Misham Shama Yimzugula Kais or Simpain. If it's because of Simpain, it's not a chshash if he was Makabalet. If it's Shema Yimzugula Kais, it's not a chshash if she's no longer in her father's house. Now, the Mishnah brought a very interesting machlokes. Whether, I don't have this in my booklet, it's in the last four blot, but the Mishnah brought a machlokes. How much truma do we give her? How much truma do we give this woman? So, Rav Tarfon says, we give her everything truma. Rav Akiva says, half and half. So what exactly is this machlekes? Says Gemara, Rav Tarfon oimer noisin lahakol truma. Amar Abaye, machlekes vebas koyein lakoyein. The machlekes is the daughter of a koyein to a Kohen. Avo bebas Yisrael a Kohen. But the daughter of a Yisrael to a Kohen, divrei ha-koil, mechza chulon o mechza chuma. Now this is a very interesting halacha. What does it mean, half chuma and half chulon? You see, even a woman who's entitled to eat chuma, she can only eat chuma when she is tahar. When she's tamei, when she's a nida, she can't eat chuma. So the machloikis between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Tarfon says, everything is truma. Rabbi Kiva says half and half. The machlokes is the daughter of a kohen to a kohen. So the daughter of a kohen to a kohen, Rashi explains, she's expert, she's proficient in guarding the truma, and at a time of the month that she's tamei, so she'll sell it for money and she'll buy chulin. She'll know to sell it. But a bas Yisrael to a kohen, she's not going to know that when she's tamei, she needs to sell the truma. So since she's not going to know, therefore we say that we have to give her half and half. When she's tamei, she gets chulin, and when she's tahar, she gets truma. So the machloikes of whether all truma or half and half is only by a bas kohen l'kohen. So there, Rav Tarfon says, give her everything, because she'll know what to do with it when she's tamei. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, she still won't know what to do with it. But when she's, if she's a bas Yisrael, everybody agrees she won't know what to do with it when she's tamei, so we give her half-half. Va'amar Abaye, Abaye says further.
How does that help? How does that help? It means if she doesn't know, then she could still eat truma when she's in Nida, just because she has full food.
We don't give her truma then. That time of the month, we don't give her truma. We give her only chulin when she's in Nida. That's what it seems Abaye is saying. That only, the machloikis is when she's a bas kohen, if she's a bas Yisrael, we'll only give her truma during the time of the month she's tahar.
Could we always like to a kohen to get married to a kohen, so that would be also another advantage, a push for a kohen to marry another kohen, a daughter of a kohen, to make it easier on them. So that's like an incentive, would you say, or no?
You mean the incentive? You mean we want to reward a kohen? We want to incentivize a kohen to marry a bas kohen. So we say, if you marry a bas kohen, she'll be able to eat truma the whole time.
You'll be able to give her truma the whole time. It's going to be...
But it seems like it has to be that we could trust her with it. And the reason we could trust her is because she has a proper upbringing in how to treat truma, because she's a bas kohen. Right. But a bas Yisrael, everyone agrees half and half. But a bas kohen to a kohen, there's a tzad, Rav Tarfon's tzad, you could give her all, truma is only bas kohen l'kohen. But Abayik further qualifies it. But Rabbi machloikis ba'arusa. The machloikis is only by an arusa, bas kohen l'kohen. Avo b'nesua, a woman who's a nesua, divrei ha'kol mechza chulen and mechza truma. Everyone agrees, half chulen and half truma. Why? Because we're talking about a nesua, that the husband doesn't live with her in the same house. Back in the day, they didn't necessarily live in the same area. It was a marriage by arrangement, right? But she would live in her house, so we would not give her all chulin. You know why? Because if she's going to be in her house as a nesua, she's not going to be able to sell it, even though she knows she has to. But a married woman, it's not honorable for her to go out into the marketplace. Women don't go shopping, as everybody knows. Shopping is not meant for women. It's a well-known principle that women don't go shopping. It's not tznius. Whoever heard of a woman that goes shopping? I never heard of such a thing. So since it's not common for a woman to go shopping, she was typically sequestered in the house, so we have to give her chulin for her days of tumah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi. We learned in a brach like this as well. Rav Tarfon Oimer Noisin LaHakol Truma. Rav Tarfon says we give her entirely Truma. Rav Kiva Oimer Mechza Chulin or Mechza Truma. Ba'med Var Mamurim. When is a supply of a bas kohen l'kohen? A bas Yisrael l'kohen. A bas Yisrael to a kohen. Divrei Hakol Mechza Chulin or Mechza Truma. Everyone agrees, half Chulin, half Truma. Ba'med Var Mamurim. Ba'arusa. When does a supply by an arusa? Avo b'nesua. Ba'by nesua. Divrei Hakol. Everybody agrees, mechza chulin or mechza truma, half and half. Okay, so that's basically what Abaye just taught. We found in a brisa. Now we're bringing a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Omer, noisin lo shtei yado shel truma, v'achas shel chulin. We give her 2/3 truma and one third chulin. Not half and half, but two thirds truma and one chulin. So what does this mean? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseya is saying, what?
Two-thirds teruma and one-third chulen.
You give her two-thirds truma and one-third chulen.
All she needs when she's
tamei. All she needs when she's tamei is what? One third chulin?
Yeah.
So who does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseya agree with? Really? Why? Because she's tahar more of the month. Then she's tamei?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So you give her, according to Rabbi Yehuda Maaseya, two-thirds truma, one-third chulin. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, noisin la hako truma. Rabbi Yehuda says you give her entirely truma. V'hi moicheres v'loikeches bedamim chulin. Rabbi Yehuda says you give her everything truma. And she sells it and she buys with its value chulin. So what's the difference between Rav Yehuda and Rav Tarfin? Because Rav Tarfin also says you give her everything truma. So Rashi explains, according to Rav Tarfin, whatever amount of chulin she deserves, you give her that amount of truma. What if she needs to sell it? And if she sells it, everybody knows that truma commands a lower price than chulin. So if she's going to sell the truma, she's going to get not so much value. She can't purchase an equal number of chulin. But according to Rav Tarfin, that's okay, because we basically say, hey lady, maybe give the truma to your father. Give it to someone who's allowed to eat truma. He'll give you an equal number of chulin. Because even though the market value of truma is not the same as chulin, so if we're giving her entirely truma, at the time she's going to have to sell it, she'll never be able to get that amount of chulin. Chulin is always more expensive than truma, because chulin anybody could eat. Truma has a very limited demand. But we say, lady, go figure, find someone who's going to buy that truma for the price that you could get chulin. That's Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you give her a little bit more truma so that if she has to sell it, she could command for that sale the amount of chulin that she needs to eat. Meaning you don't give her the amount of truma she needs to eat. You give her, you know, in other words, you don't say, well, how much chulin does she need to eat? We'll give her that amount of truma, because she cannot sell the truma to get that amount of chulin. You give her enough added truma that she could buy the amount of chulin that she needs to eat. Rav Shim Gamliel Oimer, no. It's not enough to do that, because she might not be able to easily find a buyer. You're right, if she checks around, she'll probably find a buyer. But we need to make things as easy as possible. So we want to give her a ton of truma, so she could sell it for really cheap and get easily the amount of chulin she needs. Shem Gamliel Oimer, Kamakam Shehuskara Truma, whenever truma is mentioned, Noisin La Kiflaim B'chulin, we give her double the amount of chulin that she needs. Mai Beinayo, what's the difference between Rav Shem Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda? Ika Beinayo Tircha. The difference is the bother that she has to go through. The difference is the bother she would have to go through. Now, meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say, lady, we're giving you more truma than chulin. You could pretty much easily find a buyer. But Rav Shim Gamliel says it's not enough to easily find a buyer. We want to make it like there's no challenge at all. So we're going to give you a ton of truma, so you could sell it for really cheap, so that the prospect of finding a buyer is without any question at all. Okay. Now, the Mishnah made a very interesting statement. The Mishnah said that if the 12 months pass, Eichleis Mishalai v'Eichleis v'Tshuma. The Mishnah says, the Yavam is not Michael Herbert Shuma. Says the Gemara, Hayavam ain't a Michael Betshuma, my taima. Kinyan Kasba Yamarachman. It says, the purchase of your money. V'hai Kinyan de Achavu. This is not Kinyan Kasba. This is the purchase of your brother. So when she falls to Yavam, the Yavam, she's not the Kinyan Kasbay of the Yavam. To the Yavam, she's the Kinyan Kasbay of the Yavam's brother. So even if the Yavam was a Kayin, and she ate Shuma by the Yavam, when the Yavam dies, she has to stop, and the fact that she's Zakuk, if she was married to a Kayin, and she was eating Shuma married to the Kayin, when the Kayin dies, she has to stop eating Shuma, even though she falls to another Kayin. The Zika to a Kayin would not allow her to continue to eat Shuma. Says the Mishnah, Asasa Shisha Chadashim Bifnei Habal. The Mishnah said, if she does 6 months before the husband and six before the Yavam, even 12 months minus a day before the Baal and one day before the Yavam, or all before the Yavam, except for one day before the Baal, she doesn't eat Truma. So the Gemara asks, Hashta Bifnei Habal Amrit Lai. Now that we say that in front of the husband, 12 months now that 12 months in front of the husband minus one day doesn't allow her to eat Shuma, then do you need to say 12 months in front of the oven minus one day does not allow her to eat Shuma? Says the Gemara, now in front of the husband she can eat Shuma. If it was missing a day, b'fnei hayavam mibay, doesn't it go without saying that she can't eat Shuma if she falls before the yavam? Says Gemara, zuva ein sarch lemer zukatani. The style of the Mishnah is we say a bigger chiddush, and then it goes without saying we don't need to say the smaller chiddush.
But what is it coming to teach us here? I mean, it's pretty clear. What is it coming to give us additional?
So yeah, exactly. That's Gemara's kasha. And the answer is that sometimes the Mishnah uses a style that hear this halacha, and of course the next halacha that we already know by now. That's just the way the Mishnah is written. Exactly. In other words, it's not adding anything. Why does it do it that way? It's called the style of zuv ein tzarch lemer zukatani. This is not needed to. Once I had the A, B is not needed to say. So why did it say it? That's the style. Why is that a style? I don't know. Maybe if you know, there's an idea. Tiferes Yisrael writes in Erchin that sometimes the Gemara will say, "Ask Akasha," and the Gemara will say, "Chesuri Mechzor." It's missing words. So why did it miss words? So he says that there was a tune. The Mishnayos had tunes to help you remember. So the words were taken out to fit the tune. Is that the reason for this style? I don't know. I never saw that anywhere. But there's sometimes certain considerations. Also another consideration, the Shlach HaKadosh brings, that the original body of the Mishnah was much larger, and Rebbe condensed it. So, but Rebbe did not take out words. So it could be in the original body of the Mishnah, that line was needed. But when Rebbe condensed it, he couldn't tamper with it. So could be, you know, that could be another consideration. But I never, you know, I don't know that to be the case. Fine. Says the Mishnah ended off. This whole Mishnah is Mishnah Rishayna. This Mishnah that when a woman, when 12 months pass, she could eat truma. This is Mishnah Rishayna. Mishnah Achrayna says a woman can't eat truma until she enters to chuppah. So you have to understand there are a few steps over here. Really, midairaisa, a woman who's an arusa could eat truma. Why doesn't she? Ula says, because Shema Yimzul Kais. Rabbi Yudamar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda says, because of Simpain. So therefore, we have to wait till what? We have to wait till Higia Hazman. So, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, when the time came for Nesuin, she could eat Truma. But then Mishnah Achrayna came and said, no, she can't even eat then. So the Gemara wants to know, why can't she eat when the time comes for Nesuin? Says Gemara, Zu Mishnah Rishayna, my time, Amar Ula, Ula said, V'itamer of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Mishum Simpain. Because, still, if the time comes for the chuppah, even though she was not nichnasa l'chuppah, he might find a mum. So that's why, midday raisa, she could eat from erisin. The Rabbanan said not, either because of Shema Yimzul Kais or Simpain. But then, they further said, it's not enough to wait till Higia Hazman, but you have to wait till the actual chuppah. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al-Ula, Bishlam according to Ula, Kamaisa, the reason why Midai Raisa, she doesn't eat from Erisin, is Shema Yimzula Kais. She might feed it to her siblings, Vivesavia. Ubas Raisa, and the reason why we don't even allow her to eat Shuma once Higia's man comes, that's for a new reason, Mishum Simpain. Because he might find a mum. Meaning, according to Ula, we can understand why each stage was pushed off in two different stages. First, we pushed off her eating chuma from Erisin because of Shema Yimzul Kais, she might feed it. We pushed it off till the scheduled date of marriage. But then we said, no, we can't even let you eat chuma from the date you're scheduled to get married, because until you actually go to the chuppah, maybe he'll find a mum. But Elul of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, but according to Rav Shmuel Yehuda, the reason we pushed it off from Erisin is because you might find a mum. So for that very reason, we should have pushed it off from Higia Hazman. Why is it a two-stage process if it was pushed off for the same reason? Elul Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kamaisa Mishum Simpain. The first push-off is because of possibility of a mum. Ubas Raisa Mishum Simpain. May Beinayu. Says Gemara, Ika Beinayu, Bedikas Chutz. The difference is in external examination. Meaning, Mar Savar Bedikas Chutz Shema Bedika. The first opinion, the Mishnah Rishayna, who just pushed it off from Erisin until the scheduled time for Nesuin, said, look, if we're worried about him finding a mum, then at the time of the scheduled Nesuin, he'll have his relatives do an external examination and make sure she doesn't have a mum. But then it was later pushed off to chuppah because the Mishnah Achrayna holds an external examination is not thorough enough. Maybe when he actually lives with her, he'll find she has an internal mum. So that's, they're basically, even within Simpain, there were two stages. First we said an arusa can't eat because you might find a mum. And we thought we rectified that because at the time that it's Higia's man l'nesuin, we'll do an external examination. That will take care of any issues. And then we realized, you know what? It still might not take care of all the issues. Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah, and hopefully we'll do Noyach Amud Beis tomorrow night, okay?
Rabbi, quick question. This would only apply to Teruma, but regular food, he would be required to give it to her? Because what if he finds a mum, so he's going to say, well, give me back my money. Can we say that or no? What's her concern here? That she's going to be, one, is she eating Teruma, which she should not be eating?
Right, the concern is she's eating a food that she's not allowed to eat. So you're saying, but what about, could he, if he does find the mum, could he demand compensation for the food she ate?
The pizza he gave her, that was not the mum. Can he request payback?
Good question. Good question. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay. You sound much better, Rabbi. That's why I'm asking you a lot of questions.
Yeah, no, that's good. You know why I sound better?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.